It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, and I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile, and now in Hoover and Birmingham area, coming soon to Montgomery and in Daphne. And Whitney, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, so we are not in the studio for the very first time. We had to take some extra precautions in the studio, and because we share things like microphones and headphones, it just was, an unnecessary risk. And so Whitney and I are probably only about 100 feet apart, but not in the same room. And we are using cell phones and laptops tonight to come to you and bring you your weekly dose of cannabis information. So it's super weird because I don't hear myself like I normally do. And hopefully it doesn't sound strange to you. So Whitney's on the phone from the parking lot outside where I live. And so we didn't have any feedback or anything, and we could not have to talk over each other. But anyway, it'll be a super bizarre until we kind of fall into it, just like when we started. Anyway, so like I said, I'm the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. And our locations in Mobile are at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown, at 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile, at 25935 Friendship Road in Daphne, Alabama, and 3435 South Shades Crest Road in Hoover, and coming soon, 8001 Vaughan Road in Montgomery. The number to the Mobile locations, 251-255-5155. The number to the Daphne store is 251-404-0913. And the number to Hoover is 205-637-6634. So, a lot of numbers. How's everybody doing tonight? How you doing, Whitney?
Say it again.
You doing okay? You doing
okay
out there in the car? Well, okay, so we are going to talk about some, current events, I guess, and then get into our discussion on terpenes tonight. We're going to learn a little something. And we're welcoming any calls, questions, anything you guys have. You can call into the show at 251-343-0106. 343-0106 at any point during the show, and we will get to calls as they come in. How's it going to Daphne?
Oh, Daphne is doing well.
Good.
We have made sure that everyone knows who's shopping that not only are we essential, but they are essential.
That's right.
We have done the daily deals from 10%. We've moved them on up to 15% off, so...
Yes.
With it being Monday, it was Munchie Monday, and people received 15% off of their Munchie purchases today.
Yes. We love edibles.
We do.
I think once we're able to meet again in groups, in public, I thought about having an edibles class and actually have like a cooking class. But the more
idea.
I think about it, the more I definitely am going to do that. I don't know where we'll do it, but I'm have to call in a few favors, but I would love
to
do a cooking class. Well, and Vanessa at Clean Remedies has mentioned several times the possibility of having their chef come down here and do an entire video in the store with us and as a class. So I'm gonna have to hit her up for that whenever we can, travel and go out in public again.
I want to front row with
that. Yes, that one will be super fun. I made a ton of edibles at Christmas, and it was a lot of work because I had to make so much. But it was really my first real time to get in there, make multiple things, and everybody just loved them. So it does help if you can bake.
It does.
Or cook in general. Some people just, I kill plants, but I can cook. Some people can grow things and are terrible in the kitchen. So we all have our strengths.
Right.
But yeah, that's
was my chocolate chip cookies.
And oh, yeah, I forgot you guys talked about edibles.
We got in the nitty-gritty about some edible stuff out there. So much so to where I think he said he's going to go buy a dehydrator and try and make some jerky.
Oh, yeah. I don't really like jerky, but we have dog jerky.
Right.
Well, so we have been sort of day-to-day, same as everybody else. You know, we never know from day-to-day what's going to change. They're starting to talk about the possibility of doing a rolling reopen of the country. I really hope that that's true. I hope it happens soon, because we're sort of past the worst, and that, you know, the prolonged isolation is not good for a lot of people. Kids being out of school, the closer it gets to graduation time, the less I want to think about it or talk about it. And y'all all know why. But, you know, just we're all sort of at this pause period, you know? And instead of sort of adjusting to a new way of doing things, it seems it still continues to change enough that it kind of keeps you off kilter, you know? The curfew is strange, because I like to grocery shop super late at night, because it's, you know, my daytime hours are too slammed, and not being able to go out after 10 is really weird.
See, we don't have a curfew in Daphne, but our stores are going earlier to where people can't utilize the grocery store late at night.
Well, and then like Walmart closing at 8:30 at night, how weird is that?
Exactly.
And what's crazy is, well, what's crazy to me is, A, I don't understand what it does to have everyone stay home from that 10 to 5 a.m. period if people are just going to leave as soon as they get up in the morning and be all out in public. I was in Target the other day, and there wasn't a soul in there. It looked like they were worried about the coronavirus. It was full of people.
And
everybody was
like
having a grand old time, you know?
I get off and it's a ghost town.
Right. Well, downtown, you know, as people get off work at 5 o'clock, downtown is a ghost town, which is really weird. Downtown is never fully shut down. And because I have spent many a late night in the store downtown, you know, paying bills and doing paperwork and, you know, cleaning the store until all hours of the night. And there's always somebody out and about, you know?
Right.
And it's like
some sense of life form.
Right. It's like just everybody disappeared. I stood in the middle of St. Louis Street, in the middle of St. Louis, and took pictures of each direction, and there wasn't a soul in sight, not a car in sight, and it was like 9:30.
Yeah.
So it was very strange and very sad. You know, all of the life that there is, especially in downtown. I think downtown's a special place, and to just sort of it's almost like we're waiting on the hurricane to hit, you know? Everybody evacuated this time, because that never happens, you know. And I've heard you know, and read about people not being able to handle isolation, or people being fixated on, I'm going to get sick, and, you know, kind of having breakdowns over that, and, you know, an uptick in certain areas of suicide, and it just really makes me sad. And I hope that we can eventually, you know, this rolling return to normalcy, whatever that looks like. It feels like maybe they're saying we may never go back to normal. And
I know.
Who knows what
that
looks like.
About everything. It's like what we do is normal right now. We don't know if we're ever going to get that back.
I think everyone will be relieved at any kind of you know, laxing of what restrictions are in place right now. When we come back, we're going to start our discussion on terpenes and how they can help with stress and sleep.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store in Mobile. Daphne, well, technically Whitney's the owner of that one, huh, honey? And Hoover in Montgomery. So I would like to go ahead and get on with our topic for tonight. It's probably one of the least understood but very vital components of cannabis. Would you say that about terpenes, Whitney?
Oh, it's so important.
Right, I mean, this is really when people, even people, you know, I say this all the time, even people who are heavy weed users that think they have a good understanding of weed, of cannabis, of hemp, of all of it, you know, they don't even, never even heard this word. So we're going to talk about terpenes, and I'll give you a technical definition of what that is. But, you know, I've talked about it so much on the show that, you know, when we say CBD, we're really, most of the products have more than just that one chemical. And that cannabis has well over 400 trace chemical compounds. And so each of these things, terpenes, flavonoids, cannabinoids, fatty acids, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, they all work together and they interact with each other synergistically. And that creates what we call the entourage effect, which magnifies the therapeutic benefit of the plant's individual components. So fatty acids are great for you. Antioxidants are great for you. Each of these categories of chemicals, and then each individual chemical in that category by themselves, have therapeutic value in the body. And there's so much more to cannabis than THC and CBD. So, but synergistically, meaning they mesh together and complement each other, and in different proportions create different therapeutic effects, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So yes, these individual things, CBD by itself, isolated CBD, when they filter out every other chemical except CBD, all you have left is pure CBD. It has right. Incredible therapeutic value. But when you have it as the whole and all those other parts get to join in, that is where the magic happens. And that's what's exciting about the fact that the last year or two, broad spectrum products have become a really big part of the market, because so many people can't have that tiny, tiny, tiny little smidge of THC because it can eventually trigger a positive drug screen. So they filter out that part and leave as much of the rest as they can. Sometimes they add back certain parts that they have isolated out, you know, and if their labs come up and it needs more of this or that cannabinoid because it lost too much, they can add parts of it back. And it's like taking a mega multivitamin instead of just a vitamin C. The right. Mega multivitamin has the same amount of vitamin C as the vitamin C, but it's also got B vitamins and, you know, niacin and thiamine, all that stuff. It's better for you as a compounded, multi-component chemical substance, as long as it's natural. Right. So it's important to consider that the entourage effect, or lack thereof, that matters when you look at animal studies and even when we get into human clinical trials. 100 milligrams of synthetic single molecule CBD is not equivalent to 100 milligrams of CBD-rich whole plant extract, full spectrum. You know, yes, they have the same amount of CBD, but because the whole plant oil has all those other things, it will give you a broader, more well-rounded therapeutic effect and cover more bases, fill in more holes, so to speak. It's basically polypharmaceutical. So the synergy comes from interaction between all these multiple components. Again, well over 400. I've read 489 several times. That seems to be the most accurate number, but who knows, because we're still studying it. We just know that cannabis is the most bioavailable, usable by the body, plant in human history that we know of. There may be one better out there that has more usable chemicals in the human body than cannabis, but we haven't found it yet. So I'm a big fan of whole plant oil. What say you, Whit?
That's mine. I prefer the whole plant.
Yeah.
I just know that I have tried those for different periods of time, and it's just mm-hmm. the overall feeling. I know the whole plant is better for me.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
And I'm just blessed to be in a profession to where it doesn't restrict what I'm allowed.
Right, exactly. You have the freedom because you are your own boss.
Yes, ma'am.
Same for me. the first, I've talked about it a bunch. The first product I ever tried was a raw extract product. So it had the raw and decarboxylated forms. That raw extract is, to me, the most valuable. Sure, it tastes terrible, but you get the acidic forms like CBDA and THCA that when heated become CBD and THC, and then you get the CBD and THC. And then when your body starts metabolizing those things, they become something else. And it's an incredible sort of evolution from pulling it out of the ground to your body fully digesting and processing it. So here's the definition of terpenes. Terpenes are volatile aromatic molecules that evaporate easily and readily announce themselves to the nose. So basically, terpenes are the chemicals in plants, all plants, that give it a smell. Mm-hmm. Those very distinct smells that come from different flowers and fruits and vegetables, anything that grows out of the ground that has any kind of smell, and they all have a smell.
Yeah.
It's very specific. That's why the saying "you are what you eat" is so very true and important, because food is medicine. We are what we eat, and our bodies can't process processed foods. White sugar, synthetic chemicals, preservatives, all those all those fake things that God knows why they started inventing them and just dumping them in everything. Not to mention,
Well, you know why they put it in everything, because it's so highly addictive. White sugar.
Right. Oh, yeah. Even if it doesn't taste sweet, I guarantee you it probably has sugar in it. Mm-hmm. I just blanked out. Fertilizer. Pesticides. That's another thing. Your body can't get rid of that on its own. So anyway, so terpenes are the chemicals in any plant that give it a smell. And researchers have emphasized the pharmacological importance of terpenes, or terpenoids, some people call them terpenoids, which form the basis of aromatherapy. So essential oils, that is terpenes. And everybody knows somebody who does essential oils. It makes for great memes. So marijuana has a compelling basic fragrance, and basically the terpenes, Like, I've smelled some that smells like sweet tea. Mm-hmm. I've smelled some that smells like citrus. I've smelled some that's very floral. I've smelled some that's skunky, cheesy. There's all sorts of different smells. I've read anywhere from 104 to almost 200 identifiable terpenes. Most of them are in tiny, tiny, tiny traces. But we are going to talk about three of the biggest ones and explain how this matters in picking out strains. But the predominant terpene in any given strain determines the psychoactive effect and the flavor. And so there are different types of terpenes, monoterpenes, diterpenes, and sesquiterpenes. This is new information to me. I'm always learning, trying really hard to get deeper in my understanding, therefore giving you a deeper understanding. But these sesquiterpenes are characterized by the number of repeating units of a 5-carbon molecule called isoprene. And I know, don't glaze over. I promise it's not going to get this bad. But it's the structural hallmark of all terpenoid compounds. There's this 5-carbon molecule that is the basis of all terpenes, terpenoids, whatever you want to call them. So the biggest one, the one that's probably had a lot of research put into it, that's really kind of a show-off, if you ask me, is a terpene called beta-carophyllene. I'm probably saying that wrong. I will butcher some pronunciations, but beta-carophyllene, it is a sesquiterpene. And it's found in the essential oil of black pepper, oregano, other edible herbs, as well as various cannabis strains and a huge number of green leafy vegetables. So it's gastroprotective, so it's good for the gut health. And when we come back, I'll tell you all the other great stuff about beta-carophyllene.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back. This is taking some getting used to. I don't get a warning now when the break music is about to start, so I cut myself off at a really bad point. But anyway, bear with me, guys. We're learning. So what I was saying, we were talking about beta-carophyllene, a sesquiterpene, found in black pepper, oregano, other edible herbs, and cannabis, plus a ton of green leafy vegetables. And I think as we were going to the break, I got to squeeze in there that it's gastroprotective. So it's great for gut health, and it's good for treating certain ulcers, and offers great promise as a therapeutic compound for inflammation and autoimmune issues. Because it binds directly to the peripheral cannabinoid receptor known as CB2. Now, we've talked a lot about receptors before, but I'll give you a refresher. There are two types, possibly three types, but two for sure, types of receptors in the endocannabinoid system, which, if you remember, is larger than the central and peripheral nervous system combined. It's the conductor of the orchestra. It's what makes everything balanced and operate properly. So CB1 receptors are the receptors that bind directly with things like THC. And CB2 are indirect. So it's more of a peripheral receptor. And CB2 receptors are more prominent in the skin. And CB1 is much more prominent in the brain. And the gut. But beta-carophyllene is the only terpenoid known to directly activate a cannabinoid receptor. So the terpenes utilize the endocannabinoid system and other systems in the body and the brain, but beta-carotene that we know of is the only one that we know for sure directly activates receptors. And it is one of the major terpenes. Beta-carotene is one of the reasons why green leafy vegetables are so healthy to eat. It's going to help with inflammation in the gut. It's going to help the flora balance. It's going to help keep things like acid and ulcers down, and your gut health directly affects your mental health and your immune function. So it is a very important compound found in cannabis. And the other two most probably predominant are limonene and linalool. And I know if you've listened to the show for very long, you've heard me say these words before. I will refresh you. Limonene is the terpene found in citrus plants. So you know how when you are about to eat a grapefruit or an orange or a lemon or a lime, even though they're different color, size, taste, everything, they all have that, this is a citrus plant, smell. It's energizing, invigorating. It stimulates the brain. It wakes up the mood. And so that is why in sativa strains of cannabis, they are very high in things like limonene that stimulate the brain, lift the mood, and sort of give you help with stamina, focus, energy, creativity, productivity. And linalool, on the other hand, is the chemical found in lavender that makes it have such a distinct and recognizable smell. It has calming and relaxing qualities. It has anti-inflammatory properties. You would want a strain that has a lot of linalool in it to help with pain and sleep. It's for the same reason that a lot of moms will dab lavender on their kids' temples or the back of their neck or on their wrists. Yes. The same reason, you know, that relaxation, same reason I use it on my temples, hairline, and base of the skull if I feel a tension headache coming on. It just inhaling it and smelling it, you know, limonene can lift your mood and energize you. And smelling lavender can make you feel calm. Those are very, very, very strategic. What's your favorite? If you had to choose one or the other, are you a sativa or an indica girl, Whitney?
I think I am a sativa girl.
100%. Now, we have indicas have their place. Indicas have their place. But for me, I always need that squirrel brain calmed down. Mine goes 90 to nothing. And the ability to focus and just sort of manage that general anxiety, but not, I don't want to be slowed down.
No.
Unless I'm trying to go to bed. But
right.
A lot of women love sativa.
I would
say
so.
A lot of women do. Do you find that?
All the time. They're like, what could I have in your shop that will help me accomplish the world?
And yes, energy and mood and all that. Yes, focus. I think that's why we sell so many of the Pineapple Express and Durban Poison vapes. They have the citrus terpene limonene in them. Mm-hmm. My favorite, though, go-to, if I had to only pick one of the THC-free vapes that we have, because they take the isolated CBD, but they add back terpenes that are found in certain strains to give you the desired effect. So it's kind of the best of both. There's zero THC in it. It's perfectly safe for drug testing, but they utilize different combinations of terpenes and different proportions to give you those same differing effects. And for me, headaches, hands down, like nothing I've ever seen. Granddaddy Purple, which is an indica.
I was just about to say that.
Very heavy in linalool and very floral. That is the best one. I have the least amount of trouble and have to use the least when I just go straight for the GDP. And it is by far our best seller. So,
yes.
You guys
I would
have
say that.
Yeah.
I agree to that. And I think there's another one, not called Skittles. It's with a Z.
Yeah, it's like Skittles with a Z.
Skittles, I don't know how they say it, but that one has
Skittles.
It also.
Skittles. Yeah, see, that one's a little hashy for me. I don't really care for that one. I do love gelato, though. When I just want to relax and have a good mood but not be too down, the gelato, it tastes like berries and cream, and it's just a nice mood lifter. But that all goes back to the terpenes, because isolated CBD is flavorless and colorless, and it doesn't smell or taste like anything when it's isolated out by itself. It's those terpenes that you taste and smell. So, because your taste buds and your you know, the sense of smell are all connected. So here's something interesting that I learned in doing a little research for the show. I know I mentioned it to you earlier, but maybe not in depth. But terpenes and CBD actually buffer or mitigate THC's tricky psychoactivity. So you don't ever know until you try a high THC product, which is illegal in the state of Alabama. Although it is being utilized all over the place, you know, by people who are willing to risk it. But the reason why a lot of people cannot use cannabis per se, like if they were in a legal state and bought a high THC strain, immediately makes them paranoid, causes rapid heart rate or hyperemesis, which is uncontrolled vomiting, or it just knocks them right out. It's, you know, THC, the balance, I guess, is thrown off in the way that modern cannabis is cultivated. And a lot of times the goal has been for a long time to make sure the THC content as high as possible. So you can be high as possible. I personally would rather do a whole lot of things than have too much THC. No, thank you. Oof, no, it does not do me like that. Mm-mm, makes me feel not cool. And I had it in a legal state, just in case you're wondering. But anyway, so CBD is sort of bred out of a lot of the dispensary quality cannabis in legal states because it counteracts the high. And again, in I hate to use the R word, in the recreational world, that's the whole thing. Cheech and Chong, fun and games. Let's get high and giggle and eat whatever, you know, Taco Bell at 4 a.m. And, you know, even though I firmly believe, and you probably could never talk me out of it, all cannabis use is medicinal. Doesn't matter what your motives are. Just like eating an orange for the taste is your motive, but it has medicinal property in the bottle, in the body. But CBD counteracts that high. So it allows, when you have a more balanced proportion of CBD and THC, and now I'm learning certain terpenes mitigate THC's, that weird, just a little bit too much can go very wrong. And just a little bit bad combination of things that's not right for you can go very wrong. And then that's not even including if it's not lab tested and you don't know if it's clean. But CBD and terpenes can sort of head that extreme reaction off at the pass. And the balance is the goal. So cannabinoid and terpenoid interactions amplify the beneficial effects of cannabis, but that's while it's mitigating THC-induced anxiety. The biggest thing, besides it knocks people out, which a lot of people don't mind, is the instant paranoia that happens with super high THC strains. And it's you know, it's not cool. And like I've said, you know, when you have too much of a good thing, sometimes it's not a good thing anymore. And I believe in balance. I believe, you know, I don't care so much about ever being able to have just super high THC strains available. I look forward to balanced proportions, 1-to-1, 4-to-1, 8-to-1, whatever that person actually happens to need the most for their issues. You know, recreational or not, the freedom to choose your own medicine is the point. Anyway, so am I losing you? Am I making any sense here? I feel like I'm hogging tonight. So the terpene profile of any given plant, because sometimes you can have one strain of, you know, bag of seeds of one strain, and from plant to plant, the chemical makeup is different. Even from different parts of the plant, the chemical makeup is different. So, but the terpene profile, it varies considerably from strain to strain. And there are so many different combinations. That's why I think I watched a show on medical, and a doctor in California that was treating children said that there were over 4,500 different strains of cannabis. And she said, I think they were struggling with their first try. And she said, we have plenty of options. And that stuck with me because that seems crazy. But if you plug in these numbers and different combinations, you can come up with a whole lot of different strains. And we'll finish this up when we come back.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the final segment of Sweet Home Cannabama. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, and we are recording. I'm at home, and Whitney, my beautiful, fantastic co-host, is sitting outside in her car, so we don't overlap talking on her phone. So, Whit, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, honey. So I wanted to finish up what I was saying about this, and then we can talk about whatever else till we're done. So we just talked about how terpenes and CBD buffer that psychoactivity that can get out of control pretty quickly with high THC strains and mitigates THC-induced anxiety. So the terpene profile can vary considerably, like I said, from strain to strain and even from plant to plant. And patients who abandon a suitable strain for one with a whole lot more THC and or CBD content may not get more relief if the terpene profile is significantly different. So if
they don't
the
match
combination...
up.
If the combination of terpenes combined with the levels of THC and CBD are working or suitable for your needs, but you say, hey, but this has so much more THC, might be a little high, so I'm going to switch to this, but it's a completely different terpene profile, it may have actually been the terpenes that were working for you or that are best to stick with in the long term. So, you know... There, the delicate balance of brain chemistry and then having enough CBD in your products to get that inflammation flush really going strong and rid the body of the sores, in my opinion, and humble as it is, it really doesn't matter if it's got so much THC that you're bonkers. Again, I do not prefer that. Because even the trace amount in full spectrum products gives you a medicinal benefit without you going, oh, I feel that, you know, without changing your cognitive function. Okay? And so it's not psychotropic. It's all psychoactive because it does change the brain chemistry. It does adjust it, balance it. It does have a psychoactive effect. And a lot of times people say, oh, CBD isn't psychoactive. Yes, it is. So are terpenes, all of it's psychoactive. Everything you put in your body somewhere along the line affects your brain function, good or bad. But psychotropic or, you know, impairing, that's what we want to distinguish with THC. CBD won't change your cognitive function as far as your ability to be fully cognitive and lucid and make normal decisions and, you know, all those other things that get messed up when you are impaired in any form. The strains, as plentiful as they are, we're very fortunate to know all of those differences and be learning all the time more and more how to really hone in on what's good for individual people. So the nose, when you smell bud, am I wrong, Whitney? Some strains smell horrible to me.
Some
like,
strains,
gross. And yes, some of them, like I said, smell like sweet tea and limes. And so from everything I've been reading on this subject, when you're choosing a strain, especially if you're talking about a raw flower that you can smell and know the difference. And we see people do this every day. They'll say, I love the way that smells. That smells awful. That's okay. I'll pick this one. They always go with the one that smells best to them. And that is the very best thing you can do. Choose a cannabis strain that smells good to you. Your body knows subconsciously what you need. I gave this example earlier to Whitney and about, you know, watching this program where a woman who had a mineral deficiency didn't realize that was what was wrong with her, and she liked to eat dirt. She couldn't explain it. And they did an entire half-hour episode of her. She would go to a certain playground, which makes me think, ooh, worms. And she had this little, like, jewelry box thing that she would keep, like, a couple tablespoons of that playground dirt. And she would sprinkle it in her teeth and grind on it and eat ice. But wow. By the end of the show, you learn she has a mineral deficiency. I know it's probably a lot like pregnancy cravings. Whatever your body needs the most, it will gravitate toward. You will crave it. Well, except all the crap that we crave that's just bad because we're all addicts. but anyway,
like
I just yes, like sugar and whatever it is they put
out there,
whatever they put in hamburger buns and French fries. And I've read that like a cup of ketchup has more sugar than a glazed donut, which is gross when you think about it. Oh yeah. So, do you have people that are very particular? Because I know my customers in Mobile, and now the newer customers that we have in Hoover, people, they want what they want, and they will wait. If we run out of something because we move it so fast, you know, when we get something new, everybody wants to try it, and it goes real fast. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to predict, and you never know when your package is going to get seized, all that good stuff. That's why we carry so many different strains, because there's always, everybody has at least two or three that they like, but everybody has a very specific favorite.
Their fave.
And they're like, well, I'll take 1 gram of that, but I'm coming back for 7 grams when you get it in, because that's what they really want, and it mm-hmm. meets their needs. But that's, you know, we pull those jars out. Yeah, we pull those jars out and people are like, can I smell it? I'm like, be my guest. That's the first, you know, that gets you close enough to look at it and mm-hmm. to smell it. And people will either be repelled or they will stick their nose as far as they can in that jar and breathe in. And it's really incredible to watch. And people who know how much it does for them are really very committed And they're the ones that come in and say, please don't close. You're essential to me, you know. Huh?
That's what they say. Are you guys still considered essential?
Yeah. And I just tell them, I think we're essential. It's essential for a lot of people. I mean, you know, me, I'd be a mess if I had to go weeks without it. I really would. I don't even want to think about it.
Mm-hmm. I've been so grateful for our vendors.
I did want to mention that one of the cool things that we have at Canabama is we have different types of tinctures. Some of them are full spectrum, some of them are not. They're broad, so that they cover a lot more people, you know, in the drug testing realm. But they also utilize terpenes. They add terpenes to the tincture. Or we have the Pachamama line, and it has, like, for inflammation, black pepper and turmeric, which everybody knows turmeric is a great anti-inflammatory. But like I said earlier, black pepper has beta-carotene, which is anti-inflammatory. And it's also good for gut health. So it makes sense that black pepper and turmeric make a beautiful combination with full spectrum, because it laser focuses what you're going after with your products. And the one for anxiety and sleep, it has kava kava and valerian root. I have several products that have valerian, lemon balm, passion flower, L-theanine, all those different, melatonin even. Things that aid the CBD if your biggest complaint is anxiety or insomnia. CBN, you know, having the CBD with extra CBN and melatonin. Oh, that's my new favorite. Have you tried that?
That's a lot of people's new favorite.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. It was good. You guys, have a good week. We'll see you next week. Read up on terpenes. Have a good night.